This is Father David Celery with this week's Focus, Gotcha. Dear friends, there are at least two powerful lessons packed into this week's brief gospel passage. The first lesson, you're in way over your head if you think that you can trifle with Jesus. You see, the atmosphere in the temple had turned from hostile to, well, murderous. Herod's henchmen didn't dream up their trick question just to simply embarrass Jesus. You see, they're out to destroy him. If Jesus says, don't pay the tribute, they'll betray him to the Romans as a rebel. If he says, pay, well, they'll denounce him to the people as a collaborator. Then, in a dozen words, Jesus tears their clever subterfuge to shreds. And their sweetly phrased deceit, well, it's exposed for all to see. There's probably more than a little Pharisee or Herodian in many of us. Do we trifle with Jesus? Do we split hairs on our promises to him? Do we bait and switch on our commitments, praising God and then kicking him way down our queue of priorities? If so, well, we're in good company. You see, St. Augustine prayed for virtue, but just not now. He was having too much fun. Sounds incredibly arrogant, but don't we all play the same silly game from time to time? And while we may fool ourselves, the God who made every atom of our being isn't buying it. He knows when we're hedging our commitments, trying to rationalize our neglect, justifying our self-absorption. Let's get honest with ourselves, and especially with Jesus. Are we living in him and for him? Or is Christ just a bit player in the self-centered fantasy that you and I call life? It's time to get real, to edit the script, to put Jesus back into the center of the action. It's guaranteed to make for a much happier ending. The second lesson. Well, the second lesson is a familiar one. We're in the world, but not of the world. The state, it has its own institutions, laws, and currency, and so do we. Our basic institution is the body of Christ. Our fundamental law is the love of God and love of neighbor. Our currency is faith, hope, and charity. Tiberius Caesar could stamp his image on the coins of his empire, but it's the image of a monster that has endured, a pedophile, a serial killer, and yes, a tyrant. His reign of terror was succeeded by Caligula, whose name is synonymous with debauchery. The Caesars could have their names minted on gold coins and carved on elaborate granite monuments. They could proclaim themselves as gods and have temples and feasts dedicated to their transient glory. But their legacy is dust. They are an object lesson in the corruption of power. And over, Jesus has told us that his kingdom, it's not of this world. He was born in a stable and died on a cross. He was mocked with a crown of thorns and a sign that lampooned him in agony as Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. And yet, 2,000 years later, Jesus Christ is Lord. He was, is, and always will be God. He doesn't need a coin or a statue or a great cathedral to make him God. He doesn't want and doesn't need an edict commanding the conscience of his people. He doesn't need an inquisition to enforce his will. Or perhaps in the case of our own New England experience, the noose, the stocks, and the dunking stool to make a mockery of his love. My friends, great mischief has been made over the centuries because we've had to learn this lesson over and over again. The faith that claims the power of Caesar to work its will in the world is corrupt. The state that claims proprietorship of God's favor, it's a fraud. Hate in his name is a sacrilegious absurdity. God is not a terrorist. Jesus uses the language of kings and kingdoms because that's the vocabulary of human relationships that we understand. But the kingdom of God transcends all human concepts of territory and boundaries. It resides in the hearts of all believers who accept God as the ruler of our lives, who seeks his will in all things, love, not coercion. That's God's currency, truth, not subterfuge. That's his language. Jesus calls us to live the kingdom, to serve the kingdom, to build the kingdom. My friends, he's the answer to every trap, to every moral dilemma, to every gotcha question that the world, the flesh, and the devil can contrive. In him, we're saved. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.